Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, send that salam, and here for this 26th sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, Shabbat Shemini, the eighth day, I assembly here, yes, I here for the after Shabbat Rastafari sabbatical studies, here for this Shabbat Strong, Shabbat Shalom, send that salam.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Yes,
Six days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest.
Yes, it's Shabbat time. Little technical difficulties, but we're going to work our way through this right here on the board. So here we have this 26th sabbatical. Interesting, it's named Shemini, which is 8 and 2 and 6 is 8. So here we have the 8th day assembly here, the consecration, the priesthood of Yisrael, Aaron and sons is initiated right here. We have the Nadab and Abihu, Abihu incident. Also the clean and the unclean foods. Right, as well as the unclean animals and the prophets reading. We have David, he brings the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. John's covenant with David, the Davidic covenant. And a commentary here for this 26th sabbatical study, this Shabbat Strong on spiritual iritical fire. So right here on the board, having a little bit of a technical something. We also are podcasting. Hopefully it's up and running on the Rastafari student. Going to check on that momentarily. But here. But after the Sabbath. Yes, I. For the after the
Six
Sabbath.
6 days shalt thou labor. Shalt thou labor. They take thy rest. They take thy rest.
Again.
6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. The seventh day take thy rest.
Bemezmor David, Zetnahulet. Besama'ab, well, women fesklu, sahadu amla, amen. Kibber the Kalu, Kibber the Tilsu, Kibber the Hailu, Kibber the Telamawi, Hailila. Ja, Rastafari. Ajaja, where you are? Ajaja way on with, ten Betzalam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside. such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari. On the psaltery, playing on the 10th string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah. The brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his law. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought gives a purpose and a plan. Hey, aha, send best salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send best salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Send best salam, Shabbat shalom. Song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send best salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayinas Geta, Kohulum Ayinasaya, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayinas Geta. the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars.
Full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars.
Whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away.
Glory be to my God and King. Glory be to the supreme being, Rastafari, the anointed one. Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Glory be to my God and King. Glory be to the supreme being, Rastafari, the anointed one. Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away.
Don't you worry of people's politics. Don't you worry of the preacher man's lies. For you and me, we are imperfect. Jah alone is the one I salute. Him alone is the one you should serve. Him alone is the one you should praise. Him alone, defender of the faith. Him alone stands for the truth. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father. For the Father is the provider. I know sometimes you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father. For the Father is the provider. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away.
Yes, yes, yes. Born African for K, and keep the Sabbath day. And here Ross Teo with Sabbath Shabbat day, right here, here, here. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom.
Ah, the lion bring love and happiness. Rasta the lion is the most high, high me say. Bless the Sabbath day, as the Sabbath day is Saturday.
Yeah. on the edge, rolling on the brink. But we must reverse the judgment and make them ship sink. We know it's possible, I'm already convinced.
Tony Rebel, Sabbath, Sabbatical Meditation, Adaptation. Here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 130, and it reflects the theme right here, Habarim, with this 26th sabbatical study for Shemini, the offerings, the sacrifices, the fire, the pattern, the type, and the initiation of the priesthood. Speaking of Aaron, the anointed, HaMashiach, the Messiah, as well as his sons, and the eighth day consecration, the 7 days, and here we come to the eighth day after the Shabbat day. Yes, I. But first, make I and I pray. Yes, I.
Yibel kulomu abune zebe samayat. Hulum yibelu besamayat emetunor rabatachinoi. All shall say the Lord's Prayer.
Yasamaya batachinoi, basamaya mitunor, simi kades, mangistitimta, fakade basamayan donach, indium bamdirtun, yelet injarachinin, sitanzare, badalachinin mikirbalan, inyay badalan inikrandamindil, abetua de fatanam atagvan, kakfullu adananji, mangistiantanatana, hail, misgana, mazalala.
Yibel kolomu, all shall say.
Yibel kolomu, hulum yibelu, all shall say. Abune zebe samayat, abune zebe samayat. The Our Father prayer, the Lord's Prayer.
And that right there from the Kadashi, the Liturgy of His Majesty, from the True Church and the Professing Church, the Church of He, who have the key of Great King David, Church of Philadelphia, of Brotherly Love. And here, we have Brother Samuel. Interesting, we have 2 Samuel chapter 6, as well as 2 Samuel chapter 7 concerning David HaMelech bringing the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem, and Jah's covenant with David and with the house of David. And here we have Brother Samuel right here with the English, the Ge'ez, the Ethiopic, and the Amharic Our Father prayer. Brother Samuel Gebru.
The Lord's Prayer in English, Ge'ez, and Amharic. After this manner, therefore pray ye. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Ge'ez, Abune zebe samayat, yitqaddas simuka, timtsa' mengistika, ويكون فكارك بكما بسماي كما هو بمدير سيساينة زللة إلتانة حبنا يوم هدق لاني عبسانة وققاينة كمان هنني نهدق لزي عبسة لنا اتعبياني اكزيو وستا منسوت على عدهانينة وباليهانة ام كله اكوي اسم زي اكا يئت منقست حيل وسبحات العالم عالم آمين ام هايك አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግስትህ ትምጣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንንም ይቅር በለን እኛም የበደሉ ይቅር እንደምንል አቤቱ ወደ ፈተና አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይልም ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለሙ አሜን
አመሰግናለሁ ገብርኤል. Yes, I, Samuel Gebru, right there for the English, Our Father prayer in English, and is Ethiopic, and in Amharic, and a little Hebrew right here, here, here. Derive.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, boy, everything.
לכן, כך התפללו אתם. אבינו שבשמיים, יתקדש שמך, תבוא מלכותך, יעשה רצונך, כבשמיים, כן בארץ. את לחם חוקנו תן לנו היום, וסלח לנו על חטאינו, כמו שסולחים גם אנחנו לחוטאים לנו. ואל תביאנו לידי ניסיון, כי אם חלצנו מן הרע, כי לך הממלכה והגבורה והתפארת לעולמי עולמים. אמן, אמן, אמן.
Abba Gada Ha
Waza Cha
Taya Kaya Mana Sai Pa Tada Wara Sha Ta Ha Ha
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us all trespasses, that we'll forgive all those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Sila. Excellent is thy name, O Jah, in all the earth.
Amen.
One of the dynasties of His Majesty the Mali Haile Selassie right there with the Baitachin Hoy and also the Imabe Tachin, the Our Father and the Our Mother prayer right there. And here going to write up today's daily psalm. And today's daily psalm has an interesting reflection. It reflects on the theme right here, Chavarim, with this 26th sabbatical study for Shemini. But here, one more word sound here for our Kedase, sacred set-apart service, the liturgy, the Aboda right here, Ayabingi style. Yes, sir.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Sadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretch his forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Yes, I and I Rastafari Creed, known as the Credo. We call that part of I and I liturgy, Kedase, I and I sacred service right there. And one of the themes there was forgiveness, the theme. Even today's daily psalm has that theme of forgiveness, but also there's a reflection of the pattern. As Josh says to Moshe, and we should take heed to what He said to Rovain, Lionai Master, that take heed, see that you do all things according to the pattern. So we're looking at the pattern recognition right here in this third book of Moses, the Hebrew book known as Leviticus, the handbook of the priests. And it's not because I and I seek, as some of the Jews and some Yehudi, they seek to rebuild the physical temple and to resume the burnt offerings of the debtors of the animals. But we know better. According to the King of Kings highway, the teaching of Ketamari Haile Selassie's divine majesty, the new and the living way that he has consecrated for I and I. Interesting, the theme of consecration. Consecration, the Hebrew has the idea of filling, especially with Aaron and sons, or with the Hebrew Christians, the Meshachawiyan, the Meshachim. In other words, they are the only anointed ones in the camp. We are emphasizing that particular point there because in the new covenant, the Brit Chadash, the Adis Kidan, this is something that is a seen, Chavarim, and is focused on within the scripts, within the narrative of the New Testament, especially in the epistle to the Hebrews. So it behooves us, right, to take heed to the pattern and to recognize the pattern. So here, even with Our Father prayer, I'd like to go into that a little bit more, even comparing, seeing a contrast and a comparison with the Hebrew and the Ethiopic, the Ge'ez. In fact, in the Amharic, we have Abata Chinhoi Besamaya Mitanor, the church prayer, but in His Majesty's Bible, Besamayat Yemitanor Abata Chinhoi. In the Ge'ez, Abuna, right, Abuna, Abino, right, Abino, Abuna, Sheba Shemaim, Our Father, Abuna. So Abuna, when one uses Abuna, churchically speaking, it speaks to Our Father. So we say Abuna, Zeba Shemaim. In the Hebrew, we have Abinu, Sheba Shemaim. So we have Abuna, Zeba, right? Semayat, the Ge'ez. Here we have Abino. But what's interesting, I listen to the creed, just there, right there, the creed, right? Princess shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia, shall stretch forth her hands to God. The way he says it is like God in the sense of the Elohim sense. But what's interesting is that after the prayer we have in Matthew chapter 5, all right, let's look at this right here, okay, yeah, all right, so after the prayer that we have right here in Matthew chapter 5, just making sure the prayer is here, yeah, chapter 5 at verse 14, it says, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you, but if, same key operative word in the third book of Moses, third book of the Torah in Leviticus, the handbook of the priests, if is a conditional, if. Therefore, if one would seek to sacrifice among the children of Israel, this is the way, not the molten calf way, not the pseudo so-called golden calf way, but if one would seek to sacrifice, therefore they shall do it in covenant keeping, this way that Jah outlines according to the pattern that we have in Leviticus. But there's a principle, there's a Hebrew, we call this a karma, for lack of a better word, a karma principle, a like for like, is a like for like principle. For if, you don't have to, but if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will. So he will forgive, right, if we forgive. But if ye y'all, right, forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Now let's put this into context, because first, right, to the Yehudi, the Jews, even I and I are the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and then to the other nations. So for the other nations, right, this is not what is that focus here, even in the words of Yeshua. First, he's focusing on his disciples. First, he's focusing on the lost sheep of the house of Israel, right, because they are the light to the other nations. But just to zoom in on this principle of forgiveness, the like-for-like principle, even in the offering of the hyene, the incisoids, the animal, the living creature types. There's a like for like, even based on that word sound of the eye for eye and tooth for tooth. This is expressing the Hebrew, the Hebraic principle of karma or like for like, right? Like for like, to maintain that shalom, to maintain that balance, to balance, in other words, the equation. Just to bring that out right there. I'd like to focus a little bit more on both the prayer that we have in Matthew chapter 5, as well as the teaching. There's the Midrash, or Yeshua's teaching on prayer. So after they asked him how to pray, right, and he said, well, this is how you shall pray, he then gave a teaching, right? So the teachings of his majesty. But here, let's write up today's daily psalm. Without further ado, first the Royal Amharic, and as we have time right here, whether in this service or in the first day service coming up at the 1 a.m. Iowa for the Sunday service, first day service, we'll go into a little bit more right here. But here, today's daily psalm.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 130. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
And here give ear, Native Speaker Abraham Chebuda, the Royal Amharic from the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the King of Kings Bible. Yes, I. Here, Abraham Chebuda.
Mezmur Metohayazeteng, Bekenif Metosalasa, Yema Ereg Mezmur. Abitu Antenikat Elkt Arrahu, Abitu Dims in Sama, ጆሮህ የልመናዬን ቃል የሚያደምጥ ይሁን። አቤቱ ኃጢአትንስ ብትጠባበቅ፣ አቤቱ ማን ይቆማል? ይቅርታ ካንተ ዘንድ ነውና። አቤቱ ስለ ስምህ ተስፋ አደረግሁህ። ነፍሴ በሕግህ ታገሰች። ከማለዳው ሰዓት ጀምሮ እስከ ሌሊት ነፍሴ በእግዚአብሔር ታመነች። ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ምሕረት፣ በእርሱም ዘንድ ብዙ ማዳን ነውና። እስራኤል በእግዚአብሔር ይታመን፣ እርሱም እስራኤልን ከኃጢአቱ ሁሉ ያድነዋል።
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
And you hear the two and the one right here, Barrington Levi, first love, but...
مزمور متو هاي زتاين بك النف متو سلاسا يما اراك مزمور عبيتو انتنك هتلك تقرهو عبيتو دمت انسما جوروه يلمن اينك عاليم يادم تيبون عبيتو هات اعتنس بتت ابابك عبيتو ماني قومال يكرتاك انت زنددون عبيتو سلسمه تسفا درقو ነፍሴ በሕግህ ታገሰች። ከማለዳው ሰዓት ጀምሮ እስከ ሌሊት ነፍሴ በእግዚአብሔር ታመነች። ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ምሕረት፣ በእርሱም ዘንድ ብዙ ማዳን ነውና። እስራኤል በእግዚአብሔር ይታመን፣ እርሱም እስራኤልን ከኃጢአት ሁሉ ያድነዋል።
Psalm 130. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
መዝሙር 129 በቅንፍ 130 የማዕረግ መዝሙር። አቤቱ አንተን ከጥልቅ ጠራሁ፣ አቤቱ ድምጼን ስማ፣ ጆሮህ የልመናዬን ቃል የሚያደምጥ ይሁን። አቤቱ ኃጢአትንስ ብትጠባበቅ፣ አቤቱ ማን ይቆማል? ይቅርታ ካንተ ዘንድ ነውና። አቤቱ ስለ ስምህ ተስፋ አደረግሁ፣ ነፍሴ በሕግህ ታገሰች። ከማለዳው ሰዓት ጀምሮ እስከ ሌሊት ነፍሴ በእግዚአብሔር ታመነች። ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ምሕረት በእርሱም ዘንድ ብዙ ማዳን ነውና፣ እስራኤል በእግዚአብሔር ይታመን፣ እርሱም እስራኤልን ከኃጢአት ሁሉ ያድነዋል።
Psalm 130. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the...
Yes, 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 the Levi, Barrington Levi. First love, Revelation chapter 2, the things which are, the seven churches, a message to Ephesus. Remember the dispensation of the kingdom connected with Ephesus chapter 1. Ephesus, Ephesians, Ephesus. The church at the end of the apostolic age, to the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, it says candlesticks, but lampstands, the more correct context. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them that say they are apostles, and are not, and has found them liars, and has borne, like beer with something, borne, and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored, and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Hear, hear, hear the rhema word right here, first love. Remember, therefore, from whence and where thou art fallen, and repent, have a change of heart, a change of mind, and do the first works, or else I will come to thee quickly and will remove thy lamp, thy candlestick, thy lamp out of his place, except thou repent, have a change of mind, think different. But this thou hast,
that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitanes, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit, the Irish, saith to the churches. To him that overcometh, the Menatziah, the overcomer, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life that is in the midst of the paradise of the garden of Hailahim of Elohim. Here, the connection right here, brothers and sisters, with the reasonment that we just reasoned on earlier, here concerning this Torah reading and feeding RSS number 3, Lech Lecha, concerning dispensations and the 7 dispensations, namely dispensation of innocence, of conscience, of human government, here the 4th dispensation, right here, right, the promise, hope, expectation, dispensation of Torah, of law, of grace, and at Ephesus, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10, we get the dispensation of kingdom. So how that connects right there concerning Ephesians and also concerning the church at Ephesus, here, calling, that in the dispensation, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, the fullness of the eras, he might gather together in one all things in Christ and Moshiach, both that are in heaven, in the heavens, and that are in the earth, even in him. Here. About to ride up right here with more on this 130th Psalm right here in the season. So here, the last call, calling, check it out now. Hopefully, brothers and sisters, check it out on the replay. We're going to ride up right here with the Midrash. It's little, but it's Talua. Small, but very important right here on Psalm 130. The 90-second mark came through, 90 seconds. Yes, I. Rastafari. Hear this. Midrash, today's daily song.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of
Israel? Test your knowledge. What is the King of Kings kingdom, and from where does it rule? Who rules in the kingdom, and who are its subjects? How has the King of Kings assured us that his kingdom is a reality? When did the appointed times of the nations begin and end? And.
Keep us the teaching of His Majesty, for we no one, no devil, philosophy, feel it in the one drop.
Teach me, teacher, teach higher than I am a teacher.
Here, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Mizmor Meto Selassa, Psalm 130. Le Redata, for help, for assistance, Le Redata, Yekarebe, that which is presented, Ri, a call that is presented, Le Redata, for assistance, for help, Le Redata, Yekarebe, Ri. Today's daily psalm theme, Le Redata, Yekarebe, Ri, a call out, Ri. So you have the sense of Wayikra, and he called a tri, a call, even a call by name. Yekarebe, that which is presented, that is an offering. Le redata, yekarebe, tri, a call that is presented for help. And here, today's daily psalm, Hebraically, Mizmor Kof Lameid, Psalm CXXX is seen a sinner's cry,
le redata yekarabet ri, a cry, a call, teri, like a shout, a call out by name, teri, le redata, that is presented for help. Here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Melchizedek. Here we have Mezmore Dawit, Psalm of David, Meto, Haya Zeten, Bekinfwist, Meto Salasa. So here we have Psalm of David, Mezmore Dawit, a psalm, a chant, Isis, Mezmore Dawit, Meto Haya Zeten. Psalm 129 in the archaic, the ancient pointing here, Bekinfwist in parentheses here, according to Garmawi Nagusa Negest, Metzav Kedus, the King of Kings Bible, Bekinfwist, corresponding with today's numbering, Meto Salasa, Psalm 130. Ye me'arig mezmor, ye me'arig mezmor, ye of me'arig, arig, of ascension, of going up, of degrees, ye me'arig, ye me'arig, mezmor, a chant, Isis. Here theme the song of degrees, a song of ascents. Ye ma'arig mezmor. Here. The guy and I begin. Besama'ab, wewelid, wemenfes, kedus, ahadu, amlak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the Jemralen, we begin. Kut'ar'an, verse 1. Avetu, anten, katilika, terahu. Out of the depths have I cried to thee, O Lord, Abetu, Abetu, my father, Abe, 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 Abetu, my father's father, O father, O Ab of the Beit, Abetu, Anten, Ante, the I male, Anten, the I, ka, tilik, ka, from, tilik, the deeps, the depths, Katilik, from the depths, Terahu, Terahu, I have called, Terahu, I have called the eye male out of the depths, Abetu, Anten, Katilik, Terahu, Kuter Hulet, verse 2, Abetu, Dimtsena, Sema, Joro, Yeliminayen, Kala, Yamiya, Demita, Yehun, Lord, I bear to my father's father, O Abba, the Beit, hear my voice. May thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. I bear to Dimtsein, my voice, my sound, Dimtsein, Sema, Dimtsena, Sema, hear, Sema, Sema, hear my voice, hear my sound, word, sound. Dimtsein, sema, joro, joro, ear, joro. The eye, ear, speaking directly to he who be who he be, abetu. Ye liminayin, kal, limina, limina, limina. Beseeching, begging, request. Limina, liminayi, my request. Ye liminayin, kal. My request, my beseeching, my supplication, of my supplication, the voice. Here we have the word kal. Kal here in Amharic is the word. In Hebrew we have kol, kol, kol. Kol is the sound in the Hebrew. But kal in the Amharic is word. So here we have ye limanayin, of my supplication, of my beseeching, of my begging, ye limanayin kal, the word of my supplication, yemiyademit, being attentive, joro, your ear, joro, ye limanayin kal, yemiyademit, yehun, may your ear be attentive to the word of my supplication. Joro ye liminayin kal yemiyademit, to be attentive. Yehun, yehun, let it be. Kuter source, verse 3.
አቤቱ ኃጢአትንስ ብትጠባበቅ አቤቱ ማን ይቆማል? If thou, Abitu, my father's father, O Av of the Beit, Abitu, if thou, Abitu, shouldest mark iniquities, Abitu, who shall stand? Abitu, Chatiatinis, Abitu, Tababek, Abitu, Mani Komal, Abitu, my father's father, O Av of the Beit, Chatiat, Chatiat, sin, missing the mark, falling short, forfeiture, sin, chatiatinis, and as for chatiat, as for sin, here translated as iniquities, chatiat, chatiatinis, and as for sin, as for missing the mark, falling short, chatiat, bitte tababek, if thou shouldest. Here we have the sense of tabek in Bitte babek, if thou shouldest mark, the sense in the English shouldest mark, chatiat, chatiatinis, and as for chatiat, as for sin, akri, missing the mark, bitte babek, if you should mark, to say, if you should expect, the sense of expect, wait for, expect, in that sense to say mark, Abitu, my father's father, O Ab of the Beit, man, who, yikomal, who will stand? Who is he that will stand? Man, yikomal, kuter arad, verse 4, yikrta, ka'anta zen nawinna, but there is forgiveness with thee, with the eye, that thou, I mayest be feared, mayest be reverence. Here, Kutar Arat, verse 4, Yikerta. Here we have Yikerta. Yikerta. The Amharic sense of forgive, to say Yikerta, to say excuse me. In modern Amharic, we say like sorry or excuse me or pardon. Yikerta. Or the more a sacred, holy sense of it is forgiveness. So we have yikrta, here, as forgiveness, as we have in the Hebrew, hatzalicha, slicha. Some would say slika, but salicha. So we have forgiveness in this sense. Yikrta, forgiveness. Yikrta, ka'ante, zen, ka. Anta zen, this expression here to say with and through, with the eye, through the eye. Anta, the eye, ka anta zen, with the eye, yikrta, ka anta zen, nawinna, for forgiveness, it is, he is with the eye. Yikrta, ka anta zen, nawinna. Yikrta, ka anta zen, nawinna. This is the part that's here. The second part of the verse, that thou mayest be feared, lima'an te ware, in the Hebrew, here, in the Royal Amharic, we do not have this next part of the verse. It's only the first part of the verse that we have, or rather, forgiveness, for forgiveness is with the eye. Kutar arat, for forgiveness is with the eye. Yikrta ka'ante zen nawinna. Kutar amis, verse 5. Avetu, silesimih tesfa adaregahu nefse behgih taggesech. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. Here, Bamarinya in the midst of Kedus, Kutar Amis Abirtu, my father's father, O Abba the Beit Abirtu, Sile, because of Simih, Sile Simih, the I male name Simih, Sile Simih, Tesfa, hope, expectation, Adaregahu, I do hope in the eye because of your name. Sile Seme Tesfa Adaregohu. Nefse, my soul, my psyche. See to my feelings, my emotion, my soul, my psyche. She, Nefse, Hig is law here. Hig corresponding to law and Torah. Behige in the eye, law. Behige tagesech. She is patient. She is patient in the eye, law. Speaking of my soul, nefse. Behige tagesech. Avirtu sile simi tesva deregohu. Nefse behige tagesech. Kuter sidist, verse 6. Ka maladawa saata jamro iska leilita nefse beegziavihir tamenech. My soul waiteth for egziavihir sustainer Yahweh hakadosh baruch hu baruch Hashem, more than they that watch for the morning, I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Ka maladao se'at jamro. Ka maladao, from the malada. Malada, the early intercessory hours of the morning, roughly after 3 a.m., say 4, before, right before the real dawning of the dawning day, new day, Kamalada. But here, expressed as morning, the earliest part of the dawning. Kamaladao se'at, from the Maladao se'at, from the early morning, dawning, intercessory hours, Jemro, starting from the early dawning hours, Kamaladao se'ata Jemro, Iska, until Iska Leilit, the night season, Leilit, Nefse, my soul, my psyche, Be'egziavihar, in the sustainer, Yahweh, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, in the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, Nefse, Be'egziavihar, my soul, in the sustainer, Tamenech, she trusts. Tamenech, she trusts my soul, my psyche, my feelings, my emotion, the seat of my feelings, my emotion, trust in the sustainer, trust in Egziavihir. Kamaladal Saat Jemro Iska Leilit Nefse Be Egziavihir Tamenech. Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Ka Egziavihir Zen Mehiret. Ka Ersum Zen Bizu Madan Nawina. Israel, the Egziavihir Yitamen. Make Israel hope in Egziavihir, in sustainer, Yahweh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem. For with Egziavihir, the sustainer, mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. Ka Egziavihir Zend, with, through, within, with, through, Egziavihir, the sustainer, ka Egziavihir Zend, mehiret, mercy, mehiret, be arsum zen, and with him, and through him, with him, intimately with him, through him, be arsu, him, the pronoun for him, arsu, be arsumma, and in with him, zen, and with him, bizu, naf, much, bizu, plenteous, bizu madan, madan, saving, salvation, preservation, madan, being dehna, bizu madan nawina, for with him is naf, salvation. Plenteous Madan, salvation. Israel, Be'egziavihir Yitamen. May Israel trust Yitamen, Rastamen, Yitamen. May Israel trust Be'egziavihir in the sustainer, the generous, the good, open-handed, Abba, Father. Kut Cement, verse 8. Here. Kut Cement, Arsum, Israelin, Kahatiatu, Hulu, Yadnewal. He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Arsum, and he himself, Arsu, he, Arsum, and he, Israel, Kahatiyatu, from Khatiyatu, from his Khatiyat, from his sin, from his lack, from his missing the mark, his uckery, his forfeiture, from his sin, here translated as iniquities in the KJV, Bamarinya, Metzav Kedus, Kahatiyatu, from his sin, Hulu, kachatiyatu, hulu, from all his sin, his uckery, kachatiyatu, hulu, yadnewal, he will save, madan, adan, he will make dehna, he will save Israel, from all his sin, from all his uckery. Arsu, Israelin kachatiyatu hulu yadnewal.
Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
መዝሙር 129 በቅንፍ 130 የማዕረግ መዝሙር። አቤቱ አንተን ከጥልቅ ጠራሁ፣ አቤቱ ድምጼን ስማ፣ ጆሮህ የልመናዬን ቃል የሚያደምጥ ይሁን። አቤቱ ኃጢአትንስ ብትጠባበቅ፣ አቤቱ ማን ይቆማል? ይቅርታ ካንተ ዘንድ ነውና። አቤቱ ስለ ስምህ ተስፋ አደረግሁ፣ ነፍሴ በሕግህ ታገሰች። ከማለዳው ሰዓት ጀምሮ እስከ ሌሊት ነፍሴ በእግዚአብሔር ታመነች። ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ምሕረት በእርሱም ዘንድ ብዙ ማዳን ነውና። እስራኤል በእግዚአብሔር ይታመን፣ እርሱም እስራኤልን ከኃጢአት ሁሉ ያድነዋል።
Psalm 130. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
Hear today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Malachi Edek. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed, Kof Lamed, Kof Lamed, Psalm 130, Psalm CXXX. And it's themed a sinner's cry, a sinner's cry, a sinner's shout out, a sinner's cry. Hear, hear, hear. Hear a midrash on today's daily psalm, midrash, a study. On today's daily psalm from the Sefer, Midrash Tehillim. Yes, I, the book of the study of the Psalms, Psalm 130, Mizmor Kof Lamed, a song of ascent. Out of the depths have I called thee, O Lord. Hear, 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 the Aleph, the first verse, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed, Psalm 130, Shir HaMa'elot, Shir Hamalot, Mia Ma'emakim, Keratika Yahuwah, a song, Shir Hamalot, Hamalot, of the ascents, the going up, Hamalot, 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 Shir Hamalot, Mia Ma'emakim, out of the depths, me from. Ma'imakim, 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 the depths, the deeps. Mi ma'imakim, karatika, karatika. I've called the eye, even calling the eye by name. Karatika, Yahuwah, O Jehovah, O he who be, who he be. Who he be. Who he. Shir ha'ma'elot, mi ma'imakim, karatika, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Yahuwah. Rav Jose Bar Hanina said in the name of Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, a man should never stand upon a high place to pray, but should pray from a low place, because it is said, even here in today's Mizmor, today's psalm, out of the depths have I called thee, me, ma'imakim, karatika, Yahuwah, Yahuwah. What? Out of the depths, me, ma'imakim, me, ma'imakim, from the deeps, from the ma'imakim, me, ma'imakim, karatika, 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 I've called the eye. It is also taught, a man should never stand upon any high place to pray, but should pray from a low place. For there must be no haughtiness in the presence, in the face, in the perception of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Hence, here, 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 it is said, me, ma'imakim, out of the depths, karatika, I have called thee, the I, male. Mi ma'imakim karatika, karatika, mi ma'imakim karatika, out of the depths, the deeps, have I called, karatika, karatika, mi ma'imakim karatika. And it is also written, even in the 102nd Psalm, Hebraically the Aleph, the first verse, a prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed. A prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed. And hear, Shema Israel. Hear, Mizmor Kof Beit. Mizmor Kof Beit. Mizmor Kof Beit. Psalm 102. Tefillah Le'oni Ki Ya'itof. A prayer of the afflicted. Tefillah, a prayer, a tefillah, le'oni, tefillah le'oni, ki ya'itof, ki, when, ya'itof, when he fainteth, when he is overwhelmed, ki ya'itof, when he fainteth, ki ya'itof, when he is overwhelmed. Tefillah le'oni ki ya'itof. For with thee there is forgiveness. Hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed. Hear the Dalet, fourth verse, Psalm 130, verse 4. For with thee, there is forgiveness. Ki imka hasalicha. Ki imka hasalicha. For with thee, ki imka. Forgiveness, hasalicha. Hasalicha. Ki imka hasalicha. For with thee, there is forgiveness. Ki imka hasalicha. For with the eye, ki imka hasalicha, the forgiveness, hasalicha, ki imka hasalicha, hasalicha, hasalicha. Rav Abba taught, in the period from New Year's Day, from the Yom Teruah, from Rosh Hashanah, in the period from New Year's Day to the Day of the Atonements, to Yom HaKippurim, forgiveness, ha-salicha, the forgiveness is held in abeyance by the I. Lama ze, why this? That thou, the I, mayest be feared, li-ma'an, tiware, that li'ma'an tiware, mayest be feared. Li'ma'an tiware. That is to say, in order that during the Day of the Atonements, during Yom HaKippurim, the fear, the reverence, the respect of thee, of the eye, might lay upon all thy creatures, all of the eye's creatures, all of the eye's creation, the creation,
Why Zion so bright?
never mind.
Command, yes I burning out the five cycle and burning out the metaphysical, actually burning out the metaphysical to burn out the physical five cycle here in the new covenant sense. But here, about to ride up right here with this 26 sabbatical study here for the eighth day, Sementenya Wim Ken for Senbet Sementenya for Shabbat Shemini, the eighth day consecration, the consecration of the priesthood. Here we have the initiation of the kahuna, right, of the kahinat, of the kahinat in Amharic, the priesthood, the kahuna, here with Aaron, Aharon, HaMoshiach, the anointed, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, and his sons, the priests, or the Hebrew, for context sake, the Hebrew Christians. So the only ones here in the third book of Moshe that are Christians in the sense of anointed ones is Aaron, Aharon, and sons. And here, there's a seven-day, bringing us to the eighth day, ordination, consecration of the priesthood here in the wilderness. So here, spiritual irritical fire. What's the metaphysics of fire? What kind of fire? Aish, Isad, Aish in the Hebrew, and Isad. Interestingly enough, Aish, fire, in the, the polarity, the divinity of the dual polarity of the positive, negative of the male and the female, we have fire is feminine, the Aish. Just a little note right here. In some contexts of its use sacramentally, right, it takes on a masculine aspect, but the fire essentially Aish, right, she, Isat. So here, the spiritual irritical fire and the thought here for the Shabua, for the sabbatical here, for the strong. Then fire came out from before Jehovah, Lifnei Yahuwah, and consumed the burnt offering, the Olah, the ascension offering, as we give Jehovah all that smoke, right? You have this expression, give one, get that smoke. You want that smoke. You don't want that smoke. But in the context, the Hebrew context, we give Yahweh, Jehovah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, we give him all that smoke. He provides the fire. We provide the offering, right? And the sweet savor of that offering. The offerings made by fire. Now, the highest of the offerings actually is the aishans, the prayer and the praise. That's the golden altar in the tent in the church, the Hebrew church in the wilderness. But here in this sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, then the fire, the aish, it came out from Lifnei Yahuwah, from the face, the presence, the perception of he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, and it consumed, or in the Hebrew, even in the Amharic sense, but to eat up, the Aish Okla, consuming fire that eats. And it consumed the burnt offering. It consumed the burnt offering. There's an ancient shrine and tradition that when the fire came out from the holy place, right, no doubt from the Ark of the Covenant, right, from within the tent, right, going straight forward to the brazen altar, right, to the brazen altar, that it assumed the shape of an Aryeh, in the Hebrew, the Aryeh, or the Ari, short form Aryeh, of the Anbesa of the lion. It assumed the form of a lion, the fire assumed the form of a lion, and ate up the offering. right? Almost like on the savannah in that sense. Just to point that out right there, but that's according to Trod, you know, from the tradition, it is said that the fire came forward in the shape and resembled a lion from the Holy of Holies and consumed the burnt offering, on the Mizbeach, on the brazen altar. So take note to the pattern. There's two altars, the brazen altar in the outer court and the golden altar of Aishens in the tabernacle, in the Mishkan, in the dwelling, in the church, right, the Kehillah, right, the called out, the place of assembly in the wilderness, and consume the burnt offering and the portions of the fat, the chalev of the fat that was on the Mizbeach. And when all of the people, Ha'am, Jah people, saw it, seen, sight, when they saw it, they shouted, Jah, and fell on their faces. So essentially, when they saw the fire come from the holy place and consume the offerings on the brazen altar, when they saw it, seen, sight, they shouted, right? In fact, we like to zoom in on that in some of the translations where it says, and I cried to the Lord. It has not the boo-hoo-hoo sense, but I shouted, yeah, yeah, shouted in that sense. The people, they shouted, right? And they fell on their face. Now, they're falling on the face, the shahah. Shahah is literally in the Hebrew the sense of worship. Literally in the five-cycle sense, the sense of worship, right, to prostrate or to fall on one's face. So they worshiped. So this is the first, we could say one of the first worship, right? Prayer and worship, praise and worship, prayer, praise and worship ceremonies. Now, let's not confound what prayer is. Let's understand what prayer is and how prayer goes with praise. Prayer is not praise, but prayer and praise go together. And also worship, the point of place of worship. Ones and ones could pray and praise anywhere, but they could only worship according to the covenant here in this third book at the place of worship, which was the tabernacle, and the place of offering was the altar in the tabernacle. Anything else would be in non-observance, would be out of the terms and the conditions of the covenant. The commentary briefly here is that when I and I assemble together, that is the principle of church, as Gurmawi Nagusa Ngesi, the Imperial Majesty, the King Messiah, Gurmawi Haile Selassie said that the church is not the mere building, right? But it's I and I in that fulfillment. When I and I assemble together, even here on the ear and the irate, right, to worship, right? We, I and I, should anticipate a close encounter. This is what the Israelites and what we're reading and studying and growing in grace of the testimonies of the Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael in the wilderness and their close encounter with Ha'ilahim, Ha'Elohim, with the power, with Hashem, with Yahweh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He. When Yisrael, the prince, Asar, the prince with El, the prince that's prevailed with El, Hael, with the power, Yashar El, the upright of the power. When Israel, Yisroel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, the power, gathered, just sharing a little bit of the Hebraic etymology in the name, the real etymology of the name Israel. It has nothing to do with Isis, Ra, and that's garbage. Right, Yisrael, the Sar, the prince that prevailed, Sarata, that prevailed with El, with the power. Yisrael, Yashar El, the upright, Yashar El, the upright of the power. Yisroel, by a turn of the vowel pointing, the man who sees the true good, the true God, seen, sight, and when all the people saw it, they shouted, Jah! And they fell on their faces. They prostrated. They worshipped. So when Israel gathered for the first worship, service, abodah, the service, right, in the tabernacle, fire, Aish, Issa, it blazed forth, forward from Hashem, from the name, and consumed and ate up their offerings. So right here, 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 just a little overview before we ride up with the Baraka before the reading, right, of the Torah portion here for this 26th sabbatical study, and we also have the prophet's reading. Once again, just to go over, overview right here, this is Shabbat, Hebraically speaking, Shabbat Shemini. Shabbat Shemini, Sabbath Ace, right? Sabbath Ace, Senbet, right? Bet Simentenyawim, Sabbath and on the Ace. So here, picking up first with the Torah reading and feeding for Trinity of Readings here, 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 we have the Torah reading from Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 9, verse 1 to chapter 11, verse 47, the prophet reading, the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 1 to chapter 7, verse 17, and the Hadish Kidan, the Brit Hadasha, the New Covenant, Renewed Covenant reading. We have Hebrews, the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 8, focus verses, verses 1 to 6. So in the Torah reading, right, just an overview, an outline right here. Leviticus chapter 9, Aaron's, the ironic priesthood is initiated. The ironic priesthood is begun. The Levitical, we say priesthood here. Leviticus chapter 10, we have Nadab and Abihu. We had this very tragic incident, the burning, right, the consuming of the two sons of Aaron because, according to the scripts, they offered strange fire. So question, Habarim, what is strange fire? What is the meaning of this spontaneous combustion, so to speak, that occurred and happened to two of the four sons? So check this out. We have Aaron. We had his four sons. And on the very day that Aaron and his four sons were initiated, right, into the priestly role and responsibility, on this very same day, two of the four sons were completely consumed and burned by fire. Please note Aaron keeping his, like, you know, keeping his head up, you know, through this whole experience as we go through the Torah reading and feeding, right? So we have Nadab and Abihu and the strange fire, the loose fire, the strange fire incident. So watch the fire key. What's the fire key right here? Why were they burnt? What's the meaning of the strange fire? Right? Where did they get this fire from? Right? Why did they go in to offer the Aishan's offering when they were not commanded? They did everything else according to the command, and then the brothers, got an idea, and they went in. Nadab and Abihu. Do their names, Nadab. What does Nadab mean? Nadab means willing, like to say willing, voluntary, right? Like the Nadaba, right? The Nadaba, like a willing, a voluntary, free will, in that sense, Nadab. And Abihu, my father, Abihu, he, my father, Abihu. Do their names have anything to shed light on possible reasons that these two of the four sons of Aharon got burned? And also, interestingly enough, they were completely burnt in their persons, but the priestly garments, the garments of their ordination, the garments of their service, right, was untouched, was not burnt, but they themselves were completely burnt. And this all is occurring during this first worship service. So that's a theme right there, Haverim, Dab, and Abihu. And as for I and I, the new name, precious name, Rastafari, we need to consider the fire. Right, and consider the incident of Nadab and Abihu, because note this, on the very same day in which they were ordinated, right, officiated, is the very same day that two of the four sons got completely burned. They got burned out. They got their burn notice, and they were out of there. So let's consider this right here, here, here. Was it, does it have anything to do with alcohol? Alcohol, why do we mention that? Alcohol. Not that the priests or Israelites did not drink, yeah, but the drinking in moderation, right? There's a context to it. But here, right after this burning incident, right, we go on to the next Torah reading and feeding, and then it kind of explains. So stay tuned for an explanation, right? It explains what Jehovah states to Moses and to Aaron is concerning not drinking when ones go in to do the service, not drinking. So they can drink any other time, but when it's time for them to do the service, not to enter into the holy place, the holy space, to do the service of Jehovah on behalf of the sons of Israel, being drunk, right? So it does explain that, and the theme of spontaneous combustion, just to note this for the fellow Haberim and Talmudim, fellow disciples, spontaneous combustion. He's looking at some documentaries, and some had alluded to how possibly alcohol with some other elements could cause something like that, especially since they went into the tent, the tabernacle, where the ark of the covenant, is where Jehovah says that he would commune, he would meet with the sons of Yisrael, the children of Israel, above the mercy seat and between, right, the cherubim, right, the kirubim, the keprai. So we get into that a little bit more, but it's a very interesting, since fire is the main theme, fire, fire, what kind of fire? Is it loose fire, Lucifer, right, or is it friendly fire? What kind of fire is it? And the fire key. Next item in chapter 11, we have the clean, and the unclean foods. A note here, as we study, you know, even the Kebra Negas, it's interesting that when we get the 1,000 of the sons of Levi, in total, actually 12,000, 1,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel that accompanied David the second, right? David the second, aka Menelik, right? Kedemawi, Menelik the first, Ben Hakim, Ibn Hakim, Bina Lechem, the son of King Solomon of Israel, and the queen of the south, the queen of Sheba, Negis Makta. It's very interesting, right, that the first thing that they proclaim when they enter into Tobia, into the Tob, the Etoba Arsa, the good land, when they enter into Ethiopia, that they proclaim, right, to the people, this area of scripture here concerning the clean and the unclean fruits. And we know from the testimony of the true church and the professing church, the Ethiopian Tewahedo church, and also from Ethiopia's Judeo-Christian, ancient Judeo-Christian and Hebrew, we could say the roots, right? We know that there is the connection of the keeping, even in the new covenant sense, the keeping of the Levitical Levity laws called the dietary laws, the separation of certain foods, as well as the circumcision. And Ethiopia was criticized by the Romanists, by the Vaticanians, the Catholic Church, and a few others because of these seemingly Judaic, Hebraic covenant-keeping precepts that Ethiopia, even into the Christian times, in accepting Jesus, your Nazaretu, Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth, also kept these precepts, like the Sabbath as well. And these were some of the main points of contention with the See of Peter, right, or Petar, right, with the Roman Catholic Church roughly around the 1500s. Very important history right there, there, there. But here, 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 Mikai and I ride up, brothers and sisters, here for this 26th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Oh, one more point, and then also in the same chapter, the unclean animals, right? In the prophet's reading, as we mentioned, David brings the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. And here's where we get the tabernacle of David. So let's also take heed to the pattern of David. Because we have the pattern of Moses, the tabernacle of Moses. Then we also have the pattern of David that becomes the template or the source code for the new covenant, the true new covenant, Berit Chadasha fulfillment. So David, Negus David, he brings the ark to Jerusalem. And then we have the covenant, John's covenant with the house of Dawid, covenant with the house of David. And in this light, we're going to write up with this and then the Baraka and begin right here, here, here. Yes, sir.
David. What is true?
David, my servant, shall be king over them. They all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. 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 Evermore.
Take note, take note, take note right there from the prophet Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 24 to 28, and how that rides up to the sanctuary, the theme of the sanctuary, which is the main theme right here, here in the heart of HaTorah, here in the handbook of the priesthood, here in Leviticus, the sanctuary connection. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, 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 got 10 minutes, 10 minutes. Those listening on the blog talk, if you're listening to the live stream on the blog talk, go to the first 2 hours. Check out either Rastafari Students. I think Rastafari Students hopefully will have the fuller full. Rastafari Groundation only had the first 2 hours, first night. You know, still testing this out, updating it, and give thanks to all the support of the brothers and the sisters and the prayers and the goodwill. So here, here, here. Yes, I call.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called. And I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Call in, call in, call in to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. Replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the fuller full now. 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 Call in, call in, call in. Call in. Call. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Rastafari. The Baraka, the blessing for the reading of HaTorah, the reading of the Torah, the manna, the angel's bread right here, here, here.
Barku et Yahuwah Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever. Now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol HaAmim Winatana lanu et torato. Barukata donai notain ha Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha Torah, Torato, his Torah. Blessed be the I, Adonai, who gives Ha Torah.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Yes!
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruch et Yahweh Hamvarach. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarach. Leolam Vayeh. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher bekarbenu mebol hamayim venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh notain ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Bless this Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty King of the Universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. Be Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Jah is thine eye light, and I and I be a testament of the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I and I to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no read up your Bible.
Shem Ha'av, Wahabein, Ruaha, Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important,
Shabbat Shalom, Sendet Salam. Here, picking up with the 26 RSS. Shemini, Shemini, the 8th. Yeah, Simitan Yawum, and on the eighth day, Bayom HaShemini, here picking up with third book of Moshe, third book of Moses, the Hebrew book of Leviticus. Here picking up at the third reading from the third book of Moshe, picking up with Leviticus chapter 9. Chapter 9 to chapter 11, verse 47, for this 26th Torah portion reading and feeding in Ainai and your Rastafari sabbatical studies, and here for this Shabbat Strong. Shemini, ha, Shemini, the eighth, Bayom, ha, Shemini. B'shem ha'av ve'habein ve'ruach ha'kadosh Yahuwah echad. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. Here we're picking up with the Kaf Wow. Kaf Wow, the 26th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, here at chapter 9, 8. Vayehi bayom ha-shemini kara Moshe le-Aharon u-le-banayu u-le-ziknei Yisrael. The priests, ha-kohanim, begin their ministry, chapter 9. And it came to pass, Vayehi, and it came to pass on the eighth day, Vayehi, Bayom HaShemini, that Moses called Ara Moshe, 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 that Moses called Aaron and his sons, Ara Moshe, Le'Aharon u'Le'Banayo, and the elders of Yisrael, U'Le'Ziknei Yisrael. And he said to Aharon, take thee a young calf for a chatat, sin, a lack, forfeiture, akri offering, and a ram for a olah, burnt offering, without blemish, and offer them, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, thou shalt speak, saying, take ye, take y'all, a kid of the goats for a chatat, a sin, a lack offering, and a calf, and a lamb, both, of the first year, without blemish, for a olah, for a burnt offering, burnt offering, burnt offering, burnt offering, burnt offering. Also a bullock and a ram for shilamim, peace offerings, to sacrifice lifnei Yahweh before he who be, who he be, and a meal, mincha, minka offering, mingled with shemen, with oil, for today the Yahweh will appear to you. Ki hayomi Yahuwah nira'ah. Kia Hayomi Yahuwah Nira Elekem. And they brought that which Moses commanded before the tabernacle of the congregation, before the Ohel Moed, before the tent of meeting, the tent of the appointment. And all the congregation drew near and stood Lifnei Yahweh before he who be, who he be. And Moshe said, this is the thing which the Yahweh commanded that ye, that y'all should do, and the glory of the Yahweh shall appear to you. Vayomer Moshe, ze ha-dabar ha-shasiwa Yahuwah, ta-esuwa with ye-yara elekem kobodi Yahuwah. And Moshe said to Aharon, go to HaMizbeach, go to the altar, and offer thy chatat, thy sin offering, and thy olah, thy burnt offering, and make a kapar, an atonement for thyself, and for Ha'am, the people, the people, the people, the people, the people. And offer the offering of Ha'am, the people, and make an atonement for them, as the Yahweh commanded, Aharon therefore went to HaMizbeach, the altar, and slew the calf of the Chatat, the sin offering, which was for himself. And the sons of Aharon brought the blood, Hadam, to him. And he dipped his finger in Hadam, the blood, and put it upon the horns of HaMizbeach, the altar, and poured out Hadam, the blood, at the bottom of HaMizbeach, the altar. But the chelev, the fat, and the kidneys, and the caul above the liver of the Chatat, the sin offering, he burnt upon HaMizbeach, the altar, as the Yahweh commanded Moshe. And the flesh and the hide he burnt with fire without the camp. And he slew Ha'olah, the burnt offering, and Aharon's Benayel sons presented to him Hadam, the blood, which he sprinkled round about upon HaMizbeach, the altar. And they presented the burnt offering to him with the pieces thereof and the rosh, the head, and he burnt them upon HaMizbeach, the altar, and he washed the inwards and the legs and burnt them upon the burnt offerings on HaMizbeach, the altar. And he brought Ha'am's, the people's offering, and took the goat, which was the Chatat, the sin offering for Ha'am, the people, and slew it, and offered it for Chatat, sin, as the first. And he brought the burnt offering and offered it according to the man.
And hear, for the Sheni Aliyah, for this Shabbat Shemini, on the eighth day. Hear, picking up with the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 9, here at verse 17, for the Sheni Aliyah, for the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third offering up here. Hear. Vayakrev etaha mincha, vaya maleya kapo, miya menah, vaya yakatera alla ha mizabeyach, milavada olata ha boker. And he brought the meal offering, and took an handful thereof, and burnt upon the altar, beside the burnt sacrifice of the morning. Vayakreb et ha mincha, and he brought the meat, the meal, the mincha offering. Vayakreb et ha mincha, vayamale kapo mi menah, and took an handful thereof, and burnt upon the altar. Vayaketera ala ha mizbeach milvada olata haboker, beside the burnt sacrifice, the olat, the burnt sacrifice, the holocaust offering, the olata haboker, beside the burnt sacrifice of the morning.
And he brought the meat offering, and took an handful thereof, and burnt it upon the altar beside the burnt sacrifice of the morning. He slew also the bullock and the ram for a sacrifice of peace offerings, which was for the people. And Aaron's sons presented unto him the blood, which he sprinkled upon the altar round about, and the fat of the bullock and of the ram, the rump and that which covereth the inwards, and the kidneys and the caul above the liver. And they put the fat upon the breasts, and he burnt the fat upon the altar. And the breasts and the right shoulder Aaron waved for a wave offering before the Lord, as Moses commanded. And Aaron lifted up his hand toward the people, and blessed them, and came down from offering of the sin offering, and the burnt offering, and peace offerings. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation, and came out, and blessed the people. And the glory of the Lord,
the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. And Moses and Moshe and Aharon went into the tent of meeting and came out and blessed the people. And the glory of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, appeared, was seen to all the people. Vayavo Moshe v'Aharon na'ilo hella mo'eda v'yayetzu'uwa v'yavarku'a etta ha'am. Vayera kovodi Yehova
sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Shalishi, here for the third Aliyah, the third reading, third up offering here, for this Shabbat Ha Shemini, on the eighth day. Vatetzeya Esh, Mia Lifnei Yehovah, Wa tokala allaha mizbeyach etaha ola we etaha chelavim. Wa ya yar kol ha'am. Wa ya ronu wa ya yiplu allah penehem. And there came a fire out from before, from the face, the presence, from before Yahuwah, from before Jehovah. Watetze esh milifnei Yahuwah, and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat. Watokala al hamizbeach etaha olah with etaha chelavim. When all the people saw, Wayari kol ha'am, they shouted, Wayaronu, and they fell on their faces. Wayayipulu Allah penehem, 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 penehem.
There came a fire out from before the Lord, and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted, fell on their faces, fell on their faces, fell on their faces, fell on their faces, fell on their faces. Chapter 10. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord, and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Then Moses said unto Aaron, This is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. And Moses called Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uzziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said unto them, Come near, carry your brethren from before the sanctuary out of the camp. So they went near, and carried them in their coats out of the camp, as Moses had said. And Moses said unto Aaron, and unto Eleazar, and unto Ithamar his sons, Uncover not your heads, neither rend your clothes, lest ye die, and lest wrath come upon all the people. But let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which the Lord hath kindled. And ye shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die, for the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, Do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. And that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean, and that ye may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord hath spoken unto them by the hand of Moses, 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 by the hand of
Moses. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Revi'i. The Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering up, ascension offering here for this Shabbat Shemini, Shabbat 8th, Shabbat HaShemini, Sabbath on the 8th, B'Simintan Yawum, and here, picking up with the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 10, here at verse 12 for the Revi'i. For the fourth Aliyah. Why Daver Moshe Ella Hirona Weella El Azara Weella Itamar Banayo Ha no Tarim Kueta Ha Minaha Ha no Tereta Me Ishe Yahua We Ikaluha Matsota et Ella Ha Mizabeyah Ki Kodesha Kodashim He. And Moshe spake to Aharon, to Aaron, and to Eleazar, and to Ithamar, his sons that were left. Take the meat offering, the meal offering, the mincha, that remaineth of the offerings of Jehovah, of the Ishei Yehovah, of the fire offerings of Jehovah, the offerings of Jehovah made by fire, and eat it without leaven beside the altar, for it most holy, for she most holy. Why daver Moshe il Aharon, and Moses spoke to Aaron, we il el Azar, and to Eleazar, Weela Itamar, and to Isamar, Banayo Ha Notarim, his sons that were left. Kehu, take, y'all. Kehu, kehu, eta ha minaha ha notereta meya ishei Yahua. Take the mincha that remaineth of the offerings of Jehovah made by fire, may ishei Yahuwah, and eat it without leaven beside the altar. Ve'ikaluha matzot etel ha mizbeach, and eat it as matzah, and eat the matzah. Ve'ikaluha matzot etel ha mizbeach, beside the altar, etzel ha-mizveyach, ki kodesh kodashim, who? For it, for she, is most holy. Ki kodesh kodashim, he. And here he...
And Moses spake unto Aaron, and unto Eleazar, and unto Ithamar, his sons that were left, take the meat offering that remaineth of the offerings of the Lord made by fire, and eat it without leaven beside the altar, for it is most holy. And ye shall eat it in the holy place, because it is thy due and thy son's due of the sacrifices of the Lord made by fire, for so I am commanded. And the wave breast and heave shoulder shall ye eat in a clean place, thou and thy sons and thy daughters with thee, for they be thy due and thy son's due, which are given out of the sacrifices of peace offerings of the children of Israel. The heave shoulder and the wave breast shall they bring with the offerings made by fire of the fat, to wave it for a wave offering before the Lord. And it shall be thine and thy sons with thee by a statute forever, as the Lord hath commanded, 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 as the Lord hath commanded.
Wise, lush, prophet, blessed, Moriah.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Chamishi, hear for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth offering up, ascension offering, the fifth reading here for this Shabbat Shemini, Sabbath. Eighth, here picking up with the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Leviticus chapter 10, here at verse 16, for the Chamishi Aliyah. Ve'eta se'ira ha chata'ata darasha Moshe ve'hine sorafa waya yikasofa ala el-azar ala itamar b'nei Aharon ha notarim leimor. And Moses, Moshe, diligently sought the goat of the sin offering. And behold, it was burnt. And he was angry with Eleazar and Ithamar, the sons of Aharon, which were left alive, saying, Ve'eta so'ira ha-chata'at darosha darasha Moshe. And Moses diligently inquired for the goat, for the sa'ir ha-chat'at, for the goat of the sin, the akri offering. Ve'eta sa'ir ha-chat'at darosha darash Moshe. Ve'hine, and behold, ve'hine, soraf, it was burnt. Wayikasof Allah el Azara with Allah Itamara. And he was angry. Wayikasof Al El Azar with Eleazar with Allah Itamar and with and upon Itamar Bnei Aharon, the sons of Aaron, Ha Notarim, that were left.
And Moses diligently sought the goat of the sin offering, and behold, it was burnt. And he was angry with Eleazar and Ithamar, the sons of Aaron, which were left alive, saying, Wherefore have ye not eaten the sin offering in the holy place, seeing it is most holy, and God hath given it you to bear the iniquity of the congregation, to make atonement for them before the Lord? Behold, the blood of it was not brought in within the holy place. Ye should indeed have eaten it in the holy place, as I commanded. And Aaron said unto Moses, Behold, this day have they offered their sin offering and their burnt offering before the Lord, and such things have befallen me. And if I had eaten the sin offering today, should it have been accepted in the sight of the Lord? And when Moses heard that, he was content. 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 Content. Content.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 give ear, O Yisrael. Hear for the Sheishi Aliyah. Hear for the sixth Aliyah, the sixth reading, the sixth offering up. The sixth ascension offering here for this Shabbat, Shemini, Sabbath, Ace. Here, picking up with the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 11. A holy God, a holy Elohim, a set apart, true, good, true God, a holy Elohim, a holy arm, a holy people. First item, their food. First item, their food. Hear, hear, hear for the Sheishi Aliyah. Leviticus chapter 11, Yod Aleh, verse 1. Vaydaber Yahuwah il Moshe, with Ilaharon, Lemor, Ilehem. And Jehovah spake to Moshe, to Moses, and to Aaron, saying to them, Vaydaberi Yahuwah el Moshe, with Ilaharon, Lemor, Elehem, 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 Elehem.
Chapter 11. And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying unto them, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, These are the beasts which ye shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth. Whatsoever parteth the hoof, and is cloven-footed, and cheweth the cud among the beasts, that shall ye eat. Nevertheless, these shall ye not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the hoof, as the camel, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof. He is unclean unto you. And the coney, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof. He is unclean unto you. And the hare, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof. He is unclean unto you. And the swine, though he divide the hoof, and be cloven-footed, yet he cheweth not the cud. He is unclean to you. Of their flesh shall ye not eat, and their carcass shall ye not touch. They are unclean to you. These shall ye eat of all that are in the waters. Whatsoever hath fins and scales in the waters, in the seas, and in the rivers, them shall ye eat. And all that have not fins and scales in the seas and in the rivers, of all that move in the waters, and of any living thing which is in the waters, they shall be an abomination unto you. They shall be even an abomination unto you. Ye shall not eat of their flesh, but ye shall have their carcasses in abomination. Whatsoever hath no fins nor scales in the waters, that shall be an abomination unto you. And these are they which ye shall have in abomination among the fowls. They shall not be eaten. They are an abomination. The eagle, and the ossifrage, and the osprey, and the vulture, and the kite after his kind. Every raven after his kind. And the owl, and the night hawk, and the cuckoo, and the hawk after his kind. And the little owl, and the cormorant, and the great owl, and the swan, and the pelican, and the jeer eagle. And the stork, the heron after her kind, and the lapwing, and the bat. All fowls that creep, going upon all four, shall be an abomination unto you. Yet these may ye eat of every flying creeping thing that goeth upon all four, which have legs above their feet, to leap withal upon the earth. Even these of them ye may eat, the locust after his kind, and the bald locust after his kind, and the beetle after his kind, and the grasshopper after his kind. But all other flying creeping things which have 4 feet shall be an abomination unto you, and for these ye shall be unclean. Whosoever toucheth the carcass of them shall be unclean until the even. And whosoever beareth aught of the carcass of them shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the even. The carcasses of every beast which divideth the hoof and is not cloven-footed nor cheweth the cud are unclean unto you. Every one that toucheth them shall be unclean. And whatsoever goeth upon his paws among all manner of beasts that go on all four, those are unclean unto you. Whoso toucheth their carcass shall be unclean until the even. And he that beareth the carcass of them shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the even. They are unclean unto you. These also shall be unclean unto you among the creeping things that creep upon the earth, the weasel, and the mouse, and the tortoise after his kind, and the ferret, and the chameleon, and the lizard, and the snail, and the mole. These are unclean to you among all that creep. Whosoever doth touch them, when they be dead, shall be unclean until the even. And upon whatsoever any of them, when they are dead, doth fall, it shall be unclean, whether it be any vessel of wood, or raiment, or skin, or sack, whatsoever vessel it be, wherein any work is done, it must be put into water, and it shall be unclean until the even. So it shall be cleansed. 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 So it shall be cleansed.
Sabbatical study. This I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. 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 Shabbat
strong. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear for the Shavii, hear for the Shabii, hear for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering, offering up, seventh reading, hear, ascension offering for this Shabbat, Shabbat Shemini. Here, picking up with Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 11, here at verse 33, for the Shavii, for the seventh Aliyah. Wekola kliya charesh ashera yipola mehem illa toko kol ashera de toko yitama we oto ti shiboru 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 shiboru, and every earthen vessel whereinto any of them falleth whatsoever is in it shall be unclean, and ye and y'all shall break it. We call a kli cheresh asher yipol la mehem illa toko kol asher de toko wa yitama we oto ti shiboru, and every earthen vessel wherein into any of them fall, we call kli cheresh asher yipol la mehem whatsoever is in it shall be unclean. Illa toko kol asher betoko yitama.
Yitama. Yitama.
And it, ye, y'all, shall break. We oto ti shiboru. The oto ti shiboru. And y'all shall break. 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 Break.
And every earthen vessel whereinto any of them falleth, whatsoever is in it shall be unclean, and ye shall break it. Of all meat which may be eaten, that on which such water cometh shall be unclean, and all drink that may be drunk in every such vessel shall be unclean. And everything whereupon any part of their carcass falleth shall be unclean, whether it be oven or ranges for pots, they shall be broken down, for they are unclean, and shall be unclean unto you. Nevertheless, a fountain or pit, wherein there is plenty of water, shall be clean, but that which toucheth their carcass shall be unclean. And if any part of their carcass fall upon any sowing seed which is to be sown, it shall be clean. But if any water be put upon the seed, and any part of their carcass fall thereon, it shall be unclean unto you. And if any beast of which ye may eat die, he that toucheth the carcass thereof shall be unclean until the even. And he that eateth of the carcass of it shall wash his clothes, and be unclean until the even. He also that beareth the carcass of it shall wash his clothes, and be unclean until the even. And every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth shall be an abomination. It shall not be eaten. Whatsoever goeth upon the belly, and whatsoever goeth upon all four, or whatsoever hath more feet among all creeping things that creep upon the earth, them ye shall not eat, for they are an abomination. Ye shall not make yourselves abominable with any creeping thing that creepeth, neither shall ye make yourselves unclean with them, that ye should be defiled thereby. For I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and ye shall be holy. For I am holy. Neither shall ye defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
And the maftir. And here, here, here. And here, 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 and here, here, here for the maftir reading for this Shabbat, Shabbat Shemini, Sabbath 8th, Shabbat HaShemini. Here, picking up with the third book of Moshe, the third book of Moses, Hebrew book called Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 11, here at verse 45 for the maftir reading. Ki ani Yehovah ha ma eleh. Etikem ameya eretza mitraima lihyota lakem leelohim wihiyitem kedoshi ki kadosh ani. For I be he who be, who be Yahuwah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh, that bringeth you up out of the land of Mitzrayim to be your Elohim. Ye, y'all, shall therefore be holy, Be separated. Be set apart. Be holy. For I, holy, ki, ani, Yehovah, ha, ma, ele, etekem, me, eretz, mitrayi. For I be, he who be, who he be, ki, ani, Yehovah, ki, ani, Yehovah, for I be, Jehovah, ha, ma, ele, etekem, that brought you up, that aliyed you up, ha, ma, ele, at the camp, may eretz mitzrayim, from the land of mitzrayim, to be your Elohim, lihiyot lachem lelohim, vihiyitem kedoshim, y'all shall therefore be holy, vihiyitem kedoshim, ki Kadosh ani, for I am holy. Ki, for Kadosh, set apart, ani, I. Ki, Kadosh, Kadosh, ani.
For I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. Ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. This is the law of the beasts, and of the fowl, and of every living creature that moveth in the waters, and of every creature that creepeth upon the earth, to make a difference between the unclean and the clean, and between the beast that may be eaten and the beast that may not be eaten, 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 may not. Then shall ye return, shall ye return, shall ye return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, and the wicked, and the wicked, between him that serveth God, serveth God, serveth God, and him that serveth him not, serveth him not, serveth him not. Then shall ye return.
Wise, prophet, blessed, Messiah, Messiah,
Messiah. After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in Einai midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah, blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest Einai the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Jaloh. Wa imru, amen.
Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. I be Bible. Shout up two sons and the wicked them trimble. Live by the Bible. Shout up two sons and the wicked them trimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. I be Bible. Shout up two sons and the wicked.
Baruch Atah Yahweh. Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayeolam natei vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, noten haTorah.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Chadasha Sunday service coming forward. Apologies to the ones in the listening Rastafari students, some technical audio trouble right there going into the third Iowa. The ones and ones can check out the links and download the MP3 and listen on demand anytime, anywhere. But here, little Selah tune right now, tune right here. for the reading from the Torah, and then we rise up with the Haftarah. Here, Desiree and Zion. Yes, sir.
Anton the Rebelix, the beer, Masakan, Grandma, we rasp for Tarmadan, Yalam, Tina Easterling, the coast and the cast.
Side, House of David, Haftarah.
Foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there.
and the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And also stay tuned for the 22 basic questions here, reasonings. Here, comic reason, Sunday service, first day service coming forward. Here, the baraka, the blessing before the reading of the prophet's portion, the haftarah. Here.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher bachar b'nebiim tobim veratzah b'debreihim hane'amarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai habocher b'torah ובמשה עבדו, ובישראל עמו, ובנביאי האמת והצדק. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot.
Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot.
2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 1 to chapter 7 verse 17. That's in my alba wa wa let me to produce hadrum la. And again, now we gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. And now we arose and went with all the people that were with them from Baale of Yehuda to bring up from thence the ark of Elohim, whose name is called by the name of Yahweh Zabaoth, that dwelleth between the cherubim Buruku. And they set the ark of Elohim upon a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab that was in Gibeah. And Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the new cart. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was at Gibeah, accompanying the ark of Elohim, and Ahio went before the ark. And Dawid and all the house of Israel played before Yahweh on all manner of instruments made of fir wood, even on harps and on psalteries and on timbrels and on cornets and on cymbals. And when they came to Nachon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of Elohim and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Uzzah, and Elohim smote him there for his error. And there he died by the ark of Elohim. And Dawid was displeased because Yahweh had made a breach upon Uzzah, and he called the name of the place Perez Uzzah to this day. And Dawid was afraid of Yahweh that day and said, "How shall the ark of Yahweh come to me?" So Dawid would not remove the ark of Yahweh to him into the city of Dawid, but Dawid carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of Yahweh, Buruku, continued in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months, and Yahweh blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. And it was told the Nagus Dawid, saying, "Yahweh Buruku has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth to him because of the ark of Elohim." So Dawid went and brought up the ark of Elohim from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of Dawid with gladness. And it was so that when they that bear the ark of Yahweh had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings, and Dawid danced lifnei Yahweh before Yahweh with all his might, and Dawid was girded with the linen ephod. So Dawid and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of Yahweh, Buruku, with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of Yahweh came into the city of David, Michal, Shaul's daughter, looked through a window and saw Nagus David leaping and dancing before Yahweh, and she despised him in her heart. And they brought in the ark of Yahweh and set it in its place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before Yahweh. And as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of Yahweh Zephaoth. And he dealt among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Yisrael, as well to the women as men, to everyone a cake of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. So all the people departed, everyone to his house. Then David returned to bless his household, and Michal, the daughter of Shaul, came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovereth himself." And David said to Michal, "It was before Yahweh, Lifnei Yahweh, which chose me before thy father and before all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of Yahweh, over Israel. Therefore will I play before Yahweh, and I will yet be more vile than thus, and will be base in my own sight. And of the maid servants which thou hast spoken of them shall I be had in honor." Therefore Michal, the daughter of Shaul, had no child to the day of her death. Chapter 7, verse 1-17. And it came to pass when the goose sat in the house, and Yahweh had given him rest round about from all his enemies, that the king said to Nathan the prophet, "See now, I dwelleth in the house of cedar, the ark of Elohim dwelleth within curtains." And Nathan said to the goose, "Go, do all that is in thine heart, for Yahweh is with thee." And it came to pass that night that the word Yahweh came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell my servant David, thus saith Yahweh, shall thou build me a house for me to dwell in? Whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle. In all the places wherein I have walked with all the children of Israel, the Bani Israel, spake I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, why build ye not me a house of cedar? Now therefore so shalt thou say to my servant David, thus saith Yahweh Zephaoth, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people Israel, and I was with thee wheresoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thine enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name like to the name of the great men that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as before time. And since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, I have caused thee to rest from all thy enemies. Also Yahweh telleth thee that he will make thee a house. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, his Ab, and he shall be my son, my name. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men. For my mercy, shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Shaul, whom I put away before thee. And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. According to all these words, and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak to David. Amen. Lead the house, I eat upon my daily bread. Before I get up, I kneel down at the side of my bed. My spirit led by the blood of Yeshua shed. Scripture said, you gotta be spiritually fed. I love the ledge, get them all we Haile Selassie, I fled. Open up a new page, open up a new day. Time for the final plague, time for the end of day. Exodus on our way, recognize the plan. In the hand of the foreign man in a foreign land. Look at my hand, my golden tan is melanin. And in this land, you hated the kind of Canaanites. You need a mite, Amalekites and Amorites. But Yah's delight is the well-being of the Israelites. Now it's time to get it right. Get it while I spin it tight. Always ask the spirit to lead. Let me dig into these pictures while I'm puffing on weed. Smoke. Mothers teaching babies to twerk, they on that COVID shit. They trying to keep the baby daddy away, I hope the hope is hit. They gotta raise princesses to get them ready for different instances. Good and evil gotta show what the difference is. Many times why I show what the inference is. The witnesses never changes the emphasis. And what this is, food for your thought and intestines. Nourished by the herbal, the cannabis, I keep it verbal, like the purple. But I say in the high water's not purple. The water's above, the water's below, the earth is not a globe, it's still a circle. Lift up the girdle and see the earth is still fertile. Jump over mountains like it's a hurdle.
በቀዳማዊ
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Asher natan lanu Moshiach Yeshua ve'habarot shel habarit ha'hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai notain habarit ha'hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
The Brit Hadash Hadis Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 26. Shemini, 8th, from the book of Hebrews, chapter 8, verse 1 through 6. We begin, B'shem Ha'ab, Ve'habin, Ve'ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Hebrews, chapter 8. Because the Aaronic priests serve the shadows of that Mashiach, of that Christ, serves the realities.
Now of the things that we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Wezeh Rosh HaNe'amarim Sheyesh Lanu Kohen Gadol Asher Yashab Limin Kisei Hagdula Bashmaim, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, that Adonai, that the Lord pitched and not man. Wehu Misharet HaKodesh VeHamishkan HaAmiti Asher Konanu Adonai Velo Adam. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. Ki kol kohen gadol hu mukad lehakrib minachot uzbachim ve'al kin tzarik shegam ze yehit lo ma sheyakrib. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. Wehine ilu haya ba'aretz lo haya kohen ki yesh po ha-kohanim ha-makribim ha-karabanot al-pi ha-torah, who serve to the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of Elohim when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern shewed to thee in the mount. Kahanim lidmut veitzel hadbarim shebashmaim kasher tziua Moshe b'ba'u lehakim et hamishkan ki amar alayo tre wa ase hakol betavnito asher ata mareh bahar. Because Mashiach, because Christ, mediates a better covenant, but now has he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant that was established upon better promises. Wata hu kibel sherut meule kipi malat habrit shehu sarsor la asher hukma al habatachot tobot uyiterot. Kabur lakalu, kabur ladimtu, kabur lakhailu, kabur lakeramawi, khaile salase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos. Fulfilling here the trinity of readings from the Torah, five books of Moshe, Haftarah, the prophet, reading from Samuel, very important reading, Shemuel. What's the connection with Aaron, the anointed, and his two sons, and also Dawid and David, and two of his sons? Going to reason on that a little bit more as we forward to the Sunday service, first day service coming up, forward at the top of the Iowa right here. Here, as outro, let's see, bring this outro tune right here, clean hands for the first day service, Sunday service right here, here, here. Muta and Luciano with first day psalm, first day service coming forward.
This is Psalm 24 without apology. Muta, Maruka, and Luciano. Trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
World and they that
dwell therein. The world and they that dwell therein.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
a little note right here, 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 for the last couple of seconds we have right here. Here is the key word, the Passover when the Ark of the Covenant is moving forward right here from Psalm 68. Hear this.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah, Yah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflatia.
The whole place is due for help.
Calling, tune in. Here. Sunday service, first day service, Melkam Ehud, Yom HaRishon Tov. Yes, I. Sunday service, first day service, beginning right now. Tune in. Come, make a reason.